Japan's two largest airlines have grounded all their Boeing 787 Dreamliners after one of the planes was forced to make an emergency landing when smoke was detected. The U.S. aviation authorities have ordered a review of the plane last week after a series of incidents. Boeing's future rests largely on the success of the 787 Dreamliner. Richard Abulafia is vice president and aerospace analyst at the Teal Group, which is a team of analysts that cover aircraft engines, military electronics, and much more. Richard, thanks for joining us again.
Pleasure.
If we look back to news stories around the time the Boeing 777 was launched or any other new jet, would we see the same kind of reports we've been seeing about the Dreamliner?
Well, you'd certainly see reports of glitches and incidents, but nothing like a fire, nothing like smoke in the cockpit, not to the best of my recollection. This is a bit more severe, but the real issue is that you've got an awful lot more aircraft being put into service at a much faster pace. And I think even a bigger issue compared with the 777 is that so many of these planes were built before the type entered service.
What?
So there's a lot that hasn't been learned.
How large is the concern getting? Is the future of Boeing threatened by the latest bad news?
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, this gives you an idea of why niche players don't go into the jetliner business. You really need a diversified product line portfolio to insulate you against potential risks, and that's certainly the case for Boeing, which, of course, has many different products and many different markets that it's exposed to. But nevertheless, this is getting pretty serious. They have to deal with these issues and isolate the problem, whether it's a technology systems issue or whether it's a manufacturing issue.
Now, a lot of these planes are on order. American Airlines has a big order. Would this be something that might prompt them to cancel it or cancel part of it or delay it?
You know, so far, everyone's keeping the faith, which is reassuring. But, of course, you never know when there's a bit of a tipping point where customers begin to think, oh, hey, this is no longer a fantastic new product. It's something I'm going to be wary of. And, of course, that'll be reflected in their in the airline's attitudes, and you could see cancellations. But right now, I think the most likely answer is you're talking about the early production aircraft, which is 50, 60 planes that might have complicated service introductions. And some customers for the upfront planes might have to be incentivized to take them.
If you were an airline and having second thoughts about the 787, could you go out and buy another equivalent plane from Airbus?
Right now, you could buy or lease an A330, which wouldn't give you the same economics and the same range, but it would allow you to fly a lot of the routes, yeah. As a matter of fact, during the 3.5 years of 787 delays, there'd been a shocking, unexpected ramp up in A330 production, largely for that reason. It was the closest analog that you could get as a substitute.
Now, there's the business of getting this thing straight that Boeing has to deal with, and also the business with their customers. How about the marketplace? Boeing stock took a drop earlier today. How's that holding up?
Well, there, too, people were waiting and watching. The regulatory agencies are doing their job, the NTSB, the FAA. And really, before we come to any conclusions about what's going to happen next, it's best to wait for them. And again, I think, you know, really the most likely outcome is that this is a manufacturing issue that needs to be dealt with. And therefore, the fundamentals of the company are still intact.
What does Boeing need to do to fix this, aside from staying out of the headlines and not having a repeat of these incidents?
That's basically it. They need to work in conjunction with the regulatory bodies. They need to send engineering teams all over the world, and they need to go over their production line with a fine-tooth comb. And, of course, think about backup plans for any technologies that might need to be changed in any way. That's an awful lot to deal with, and it's, of course, a very expensive process, too.
You look at this more closely than most of us do, Richard. Would you have any questions about flying on a Dreamliner today?
I would not, because the regulatory agencies do a fantastic job at the end of the day, and these are aircraft with state-of-the-art safety systems. And the only thing I'd be concerned about is, given the tight nature of air travel networks worldwide, if my flight was canceled, would I be able to get to where I was going? But in terms of safety, until we hear otherwise, these planes are safe.
Richard Abulafia, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Richard, Vice President and Aerospace Analyst at the Teal Group.